Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman member of Avram Golder and today Masechus Baba Kama Daf Pei Zayin, the eighth parak of Chovel. So the three topics we're going to focus on are when Rabbi Yehuda exempts a blind person from boshes, galus for unintentional murder, malchus and capital punishment, as well as all monetary laws. Another brisa adds, "V'kenei Rabbi Yehuda poch from kol mitzvos hamurus b'Torah," and so Rabbi Yehuda would exempt him from all mitzvos in the Torah. This is because the Torah writes, "Ve'ela mitzvos achukim b'mishpatim," together teaching. Kol sheyeshnu b'mishpatim yeshu b'mitzvos achukim. Anyone who is included in monetary laws is included in the commandments and statutes, but anyone excluded from monetary laws is not included in the mitzvos. Rabbi Yosef, who was blind, commented that initially he would say that if someone would tell him the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, he would make a holiday for the rabbis because he performs mitzvos voluntarily. But after hearing Rabbi Chanina's statement that gadol ha'mitzvah va'osa mishe ena mitzvah va'osa, one who is commanded and performs it is greater than one who is not commanded and performs it, he said that if someone would tell him that halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda, he would make a holiday for the rabbis. Ki mepaktina isli agra tfei, because when I'm commanded, I have more reward. Pointing to Rabbi Lazar asks, "Hachobah babas katana shel acherim." If one wounds the minor daughter of others, chabal lami, to whom is the injury payment given? Do we say kevin da'akni l'rachmana shevach ne'urim la'av? Since the Torah awarded all the gains of her na'aris to the father, he also receives the injury payment, since her value as a potential ama ivria was diminished. Or do we say that he only receives gains such as her kedushin money because he can marry her off to whomever he chooses, but not injury money, since he's prohibited from injuring her? Rabbi responded that the father does not receive her damage payments. Later, Reish Lakish says the same, but Rabbi Yochanan says the father does receive her damage payments where her selling value as an Amir Ivri is diminished. Rabbi is challenged from the Mishnah, which teaches that if someone injures his own Eved Ivri, he pays him all damage payments except for Shevis, unemployment, since he owns the servant's earnings. The father should receive the daughter's Shevach for the same reason. Abaye answers that Rabbi agrees that the father receives Shevis. And point number three was taught in a braisa, "Chovav no gadol yitin lo miyad." If one injures his adult son, he shall give him payment immediately. If he injures his minor son, he makes a trust for him. This is contradicted by another braisa which states that a father is patur when he injures his children. The Gemara answers, "Kan k'shesmuchim al shulchanu." Here the second braisa is where they are dependent on the father's table, meaning he supports him, so he's not chai for injuring his child. Tosis explains this refers to Shevis because he's entitled to their earnings. "Kan k'she'ein smuchim al shulchanu." Here, in the first braisa, is where they're not dependent on his table. The Gemara asks, if the second braisa is where his children are dependent on him, so he's exempt when he injured them, why does that braisa say that if someone else injures them, they receive the payment and not the father? It answers that the father only insists on his right to their unemployment where it would cost him, meaning where he would pay for injuring them. But with something which comes from the outside, he doesn't mind. Although he insists on keeping their findings, that is a gain for which they do not physically suffer, as opposed to an injury. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, Rabbi Yehuda exempts a blind person from boshes, galus for unintentional murder, malchus and capital punishment, as well as all monetary laws. Another braisa adds, "V'kenei Rabbi Yehuda poch from kol mitzvos hamurus b'Torah," and so Rabbi Yehuda would exempt him from all mitzvos in the Torah. This is because the Torah writes, "Ve'ela mitzvos achukim b'mishpatim," together teaching. Kol sheyeshnu b'mishpatim yeshu b'mitzvos achukim. Anyone who is included in monetary laws is included in the commandments and statutes, but anyone excluded from monetary laws is not included in the mitzvos. Rabbi Yosef, who was blind, commented that initially he would say that if someone would tell him the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, he would make a holiday for the rabbis because he performs mitzvos voluntarily. But after hearing Rabbi Chanina's statement that gadol ha'mitzvah va'osa mishe ena mitzvah va'osa, one who is commanded and performs it is greater than one who is not commanded and performs it, he said that if someone would tell him that halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda, he would make a holiday for the rabbis. Ki mepaktina isli agra tfei, because when I'm commanded, I have more reward. Pointing to Rabbi Lazar asks, "Hachobah babas katana shel acherim." If one wounds the minor daughter of others, chabal lami, to whom is the injury payment given? Do we say kevin da'akni l'rachmana shevach ne'urim la'av? Since the Torah awarded all the gains of her na'aris to the father, he also receives the injury payment, since her value as a potential ama ivria was diminished. Or do we say that he only receives gains such as her kedushin money because he can marry her off to whomever he chooses, but not injury money, since he's prohibited from injuring her? Rabbi responded that the father does not receive her damage payments. Later, Reish Lakish says the same, but Rabbi Yochanan says the father does receive her damage payments where her selling value as an Amir Ivri is diminished. Rabbi is challenged from the Mishnah, which teaches that if someone injures his own Eved Ivri, he pays him all damage payments except for Shevis, unemployment, since he owns the servant's earnings. The father should receive the daughter's Shevach for the same reason. Abaye answers that Rabbi agrees that the father receives Shevis. And point number three was taught in a braisa, "Chovav no gadol yitin lo miyad." If one injures his adult son, he shall give him payment immediately. If he injures his minor son, he makes a trust for him. This is contradicted by another braisa which states that a father is patur when he injures his children. The Gemara answers, Kan k'shesmuchim al shulchanu. Here the second brisa is where they are dependent on the father's table, meaning he supports him, so he's not chai for injuring his child. Tosis explains this refers to Sheves because he's entitled to their earnings. Kan k'she'ein smuchim al shulchanu. Here, in the first brisa, is where they're not dependent on his table. The Gemara asks, if the second brisa is where his children are dependent on him, so he's exempt when he injured them, why does that brisa say that if someone else injures them, they receive the payment and not the father? It answers that the father only insists on his right to their unemployment where it would cost them, meaning where he would pay for injuring them. But with something which comes from the outside, he doesn't mind. Although he insists on keeping their findings, that is a gain for which they do not physically suffer, as opposed to an injury. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Pei Zayin, and this simmer was suggested to us by Binyamin Michelle from Boca Raton and by Eli Behar from Texas. They both suggested that Pei Zayin is a golden pez candy dispenser, golden pez candy dispenser. So here goes. The blind man who was putter from mitzvahs, who knocked over the golden pez candy dispenser display, didn't see the girl had come into the store to buy pez candy with the money she received from getting injured, nor the boy outside looking through the window whose money was put in a trust when his father injured him. Once again, in slow motion. The blind man who was putter from mitzvahs, who knocked over the golden pez candy dispenser display, golden pez candy dispenser? That must mean one of Pei Zayin. The blind man who was putter from mitzvahs, who knocked over the golden pez candy dispenser display, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda exempts a blind person from boshes, galus, malchus, and capital punishment, as well as all monetary laws. Another brisa adds, V'kenai Rabbi Yehuda potter mikol mitzvahs amuras b'Torah. And so Rabbi Yehuda would exempt him from all mitzvahs in the Torah. This is because the Torah writes, V'eila mitzvahs ha'chukim b'mishpatim. Together, teaching kol she'yeshim b'mishpatim, yeshim b'mitzvahs ha'chukim. Anyone who is included in monetary laws is included in the commandments and statutes, but anyone excluded from monetary laws is not included in the mitzvahs. So the blind man who was putter from mitzvahs, who knocked over the golden pez candy dispenser display, didn't see the girl who had come into the store to buy pez candy with the money she received from getting injured, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar asked Rav, Achova babas katana shel acherim, if one wounds the minor daughter of others, chavala lami, to whom is the injury payment given? Do we say that since the Torah awarded all the gains of her na'aris to the father, he also receives the injury payment, since her value as a potential ama ivria was diminished? Or do we say that he only receives gains such as her kedushin money, because he can marry her off to whomever he chooses, but not injury money, since he's prohibited from injuring her? Rav responded that the father does not receive her damage payments. So the blind man who was putter from mitzvahs, who knocked over the golden pez candy dispenser display, didn't see the girl had come into the store to buy pez candy with the money she received from getting injured, nor the boy outside looking through the window whose money was put in a trust when his father injured him, which reminds us. It was taught in a brisa, Chol v'no gadol yitin lo miyad, if one injures his adult son, he shall give him payment immediately. If he injures his minor son, he makes a trust for him. So once again, the blind man who was putter from mitzvahs, who knocked over the golden pez candy dispenser display, didn't see the girl had come into the store to buy pez candy with the money she received from getting injured, nor the boy outside looking through the window whose money was put into trust when his father injured him. All right, so now it's time for four blah chazara. Daf Pei Gimel. So the similar Daf Pei Gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. The boy on the pogo stick, that must be on Daf Pei Gimel. The boy on the pogo stick being chased by a dog, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Ein Tes Amud Beis stated, one may not raise a dog unless it's bound with chains. A brisa adds that one may raise a dog near the border of a neighboring nation for protection and should tie it up by day and release it by night. Rabbi Ezra Gadol said, "Hamagadol klavim kamagadol chazirim. One who raises dogs is like one who raises pigs, and is included in the rabbi's curse for raising swine." So the boy in the pogo stick, being chased by a dog, jumped past the Chamisha Dvarim Beistim, which reminds us, the eighth parak begins, "Achovah b'chavero, one who wounds his fellow, chayv alav mishum Chamisha Dvarim, can be liable on his account for five things: benezek, damage, tsar, pain, ripui, healing, sheves, unemployment, and boshes, humiliation." The Mishnah elaborates on each one. So the boy in the pogo stick, being chased by a dog, jumped past the Chamisha Dvarim Beistin, where a man who was assaulted and lost his eye walked out with cash compensation, which reminds us, the Gemara brings sources that ayin tochas ayin, eye for eye, means monetary payment. Daf Pei Dalet. So the simmer Daf Pei Dalet is a launch pad, and we often use a rocket ship. So here goes. The man in his rocket ship, that must be one Daf Pei Dalet. The man in his rocket ship he bought with the monetary compensation he was awarded for losing his eye, which reminds us the Gemara brings three more sources that Ein Tachas Ein means monetary compensation. One of the sources is the Torah says regarding Ein Zomim, Yad B'Yad, a hand for a hand, which the Gemara explains as extra teaching, Davar Anitin Mi Yad L'Yad, something which is given from hand to hand, meaning money. So the man in his rocket ship he bought with the monetary compensation he was awarded for losing his eye, which he named Yad B'Yad, about to find a Baba to collect more compensation for regular damages, which are common and involve a monetary loss, which reminds us a monetary collection is only made in Baba B'Milsa the Shechichah V'Ispei Chesron Kis, in a manner which is common and also involves a monetary loss, such as a loan dispute. Therefore, when a person injures another, which is uncommon, damages are not collected. Boshas, humiliation, is not collected because it doesn't involve a monetary loss. Although Rav said that we collect damages one ox inflicts on another, we do not for a karen of a tum, which is a kanas, and a muad is an uncommon occurrence in Bavo. Rather, he's referring to damages under the categories of shein and regel, the muadim and chilasin, where they are considered muadim from the beginning. So the man in his rocket ship he bought with the monetary compensation he was awarded for losing his eye, which he named Yad B'Yad, about to fight a Bavo to collect more compensation for regel damages, which are common and involve a monetary loss, was approached by a man who said he owed him money for the pain he caused when the rocket ship's flames burned his fingernail. Which reminds the Gemara brings him alcohol, whether one pays for its tzar, shalubba makam nezik, pain without damage, such as burning someone's fingernail. Daf pei hei, so the simmer daf pei hei relates to a peh, a mouth, and we use a dentist. So here goes. The poor dentist, that must mean we're in daf pei hei. The poor dentist who got injured in his hand and was trying to evaluate tzar by assessing how much he would give to have it amputated by a painless potion versus a sword, which reminds us, the Gemara is how to evaluate tzar b'makom nezek, pain, where there's permanent damage. The Gemara ultimately explains we assess how much a person wants to give to have his hand, which is inscribed to the government for amputation, cut off regarding the difference in pain between the amputation by a potion, which is painless, and by sword. So the poor dentist who got injured in his hand and was trying to evaluate tzar by assessing how much he would give to have it amputated by a painless potion versus a sword, noticed sores developed because of his excessive bandaging, still entitling him to Ripuin Shevis, which reminds us, Rava explains that all agree that permission is given to bandage a wound, and the assailant is liable for any resulting sores. But, Lonitna Le'egad Yisur, it's not given for excessive bandaging, where the resulting sores are partially the victim's negligence. Reputo holds that he pays for healing because of the repeated word Rapo Yirapeh to require a novel payment, but not an appointment. The Tanakama holds the linking of the two payments teaches that he even pays on appointment, just like he pays for healing. So the poor dentist who got injured in his hand was trying to evaluate tzar by assessing how much he would give to have it amputated by a painless potion versus a sword, noticed sores developed because of his excessive bandaging, still entitling him to Ripuin Shevis, but only unemployment assessed as a Shomer Kashuim, which reminds us, Rava said that if one cut off someone's hand, he pays its value and the unemployment is assessed as a Shomer Kashuim, a watchman of cucumbers. If he then damages his foot, he pays for it, and the unemployment is assessed as a doorman, since he cannot walk. If he blinded someone, he pays the eye's value, and the unemployment is that of grinding at a millstone. If he made someone deaf, he pays his full value and no unemployment because he can't do any work. Rava asks if someone successfully inflicted all these injuries on someone, but no assessment for payment was made until the end, do we make one single assessment obligating his full value, or is each injury assessed independently? Daf Pei Vav. So the simon Daf Pei Vav is police. So here goes. The policeman, that must be on Daf Pei Vav, police. The policeman who got assaulted who received payment for unemployment, but not for damages, since his broken arm was going to heal. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses paying damages for a temporary loss in value. The Gemara concludes that this question is a subject of machlokes between Abai and Rava. Abai says, no son l'shevas gadol l'shevas katan. He gives him payment for his major unemployment, meaning his temporary loss of value caused by his current inability to work, and for his minor unemployment, meaning his current loss of income as a shomer kashuim. Rava says, Enu nosin la el demei shifto shibacho yom yom. He only gives him the value of his daily loss of employment based on what he normally earns, but does not pay for the temporary damages. So the policeman who got assaulted, who received payment for unemployment, but not for damages, since his broken arm was going to heal, was grateful he received a boshas payment assessed as an aristocrat who lost wealth, since he was a descendant of the Abbas, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis taught about boshas payments. Hakol afi amavayish v'hamisbayish. It's all assessed according to the status of the humiliator and the humiliated. This is a machlokas and a brayso where Rameir says that all victims are viewed as aristocrats who lost their wealth, Shambinei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, because they're the descendants of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. A poor person is not assessed according to his poverty, which would be too lenient, nor is a wealthy person assess according to his wealth, for the claim would be endless. Rather, we use the above middle assessment which befits descendants of the avos. Additional opinions are brought. So the policeman who got assaulted, who received payment for unemployment but not for damages, since his broken arm was going to heal, was grateful he received the bogus payment assessed as an aristocrat who lost his wealth, since he was a descendant of the avos. Unlike the poor guy he found a while back who was humiliated when he was asleep and then passed away, who received nothing at all, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that one who humiliates a sleeping person is liable. Rabbi Abba Bar Mama asks, Bishul Yashav Emes Mahu, if he humiliated him while he was sleeping, and he died in his sleep, and never realized he was humiliated, what's the halacha? Rav Zvid explains, the question is Boshe's payment for feeling embarrassment, and this one died without having any embarrassment, so the assailant would be exempt, or perhaps it's because of the public degradation to which he subjected his victim, and here too he degraded him, although he never knew. Rav Papa explains the inquiry differently. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which Tefillin and Rav Meir holds that in terms of Boshes, victims are assessed as descendants of the Avos, that's on Daf Peivav. Good. Number 2. Which Daf do we have Machlokas, whether one pays for Tzar Shul B'Makom Nezek, pain without damage, such as burning someone's fingernail, that's on Daf Peidod. Good. Number 3. Which Tefillin and Rav Yudah holds that a blind person is Patur from all mitzvos, that's on Daf Peizayin. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss whether one gets paid in damages for a temporary loss in value? That's on Dav. Peivav. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you learn that it was taught in the Brice that if someone injures his minor son, the injury payment is put in a trust? That's on Dav. Peizayin. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you learn about the compensation one receives for sores that developed under his bandages? That's on Dav. Peihei. Good. Number 7. Which daf does Gemara discuss the issue of raising dogs in Eretz Yisrael? That's on Daf Pei Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which one about Ezra's the kind of that a woman must comb her hair to ensure there's no chatzitza before tevila? That's on Daf Pei Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you have a question regarding one who injures someone's minor daughter who gets to keep the injury payment, her or her father? That's on Daf Peizayin. Good. Number 10. Which tefillin that one of Yeshua's ten tanaim is that one lost in someone else's vineyard may cut his way out? That's on Daf Peyov. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.